As promised, we start hour number three by having a conversation with a PGA Tour golfer. He is a four-time winner on the PGA Tour, the 2017 PGA Tour Rookie of the Year. He is currently number 7 in the World Golf Rankings. He is number 9 in the FedEx Cup standings. He is a President's Cup winner. He is appearing today on behalf of Highland. He is Xander Schauffele. Xander, nice to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. So it's been a minute or two since you and I have spoken, and this has been such an unusual year for golf and for life. So bring me up to date. How are you doing, and what has the year been like for you personally?
Yeah, I'm doing well. You know, I think I wouldn't say things are back to normal, but in terms of, you know, competing and being able to do sort of what I like to do, it's somewhat back to normal. Obviously, no fans out in the course is still a bummer. We're about to compete next month, and or actually it's in 2 weeks at Augusta, and that'll be very strange with no fans. So it's been, you know, a year of adjustment, but for the most part, I'd say I've been able to kind of keep a clear head for the most part and not, you know, get too caught up in things.
Xander Schauffele joining us. I'll ask you about the Masters in one moment, but bring me up to date about your game. For example, you finished second or tied for second at the Tour Championship, then fifth at the U.S. Open, second at the CJ Cup, etc. It's a really nice run of results. How would you describe where your game is right now?
It's good. I think it's we had a lot of downtime sort of during COVID with the quarantine and coming back. It, you know, I think all of us have played sort of 14 of the last 20 weeks, roughly, some more, some a little less, but I've definitely been competing a lot, and the game feels, you know, competition ready. I got home and I took a few days off after the US Open, and then I just got home after 2 weeks doing the CJ Cup in Zozo and in Vegas and LA. So it was nice to be on the West Coast and, you know, a quick trip back home and a few days off, and I'll get back on the horse here shortly preparing for Augusta.
Xander Schauffele is joining us. You made the point also that you don't necessarily have to be swinging a club to get better at your craft. So when the season was paused earlier this year, how'd you go about approaching that time and making sure that that time was best used and not wasted?
My girlfriend helped a lot with that. We had one dog, and then we were able to get another dog. And so it was a bit of a struggle the first month, in all honesty, just being completely locked down here in San Diego. I'm sure you're very aware of what that felt like. Going on walks with the dogs, just trying to get outdoors, being trapped inside is no good. Gyms being closed, golf courses being closed. It was a forced break for me, which may have been a good thing. Now that I look at it, you know, I came out of the quarantine time probably playing better than I did pre-quarantine or pre-COVID. So just kind of keeping a clear head, kind of just trying to, you know, keep my sanity for what felt like the first month and a half. And then after that, I sort of started to, you know, was able to kind of work out a little bit more and then start golfing again. So I think, you know, I give a lot of credit to my dogs and my girlfriend for sort of dragging me through this, you know, strange time when we were locked up.
There you go. Xander Schauffele joining us. You know, I had Jason Kokrak on the show last week after his win at the CJ Cup, and he was talking about the fact that the two of you were chatting it up quite a bit during the final round. Like, not every guy would be up for a conversation during a final round with the guy they're going up against. What were those conversations like for you?
They were, you know, they definitely, we were chatting more so early in the round. Jason Day, unfortunately, sort of had a neck injury, so he pulled out, and pace of play was super slow at Shadow Creek. It's not really a course you're supposed to walk. So rounds were taking, you know, call it 5.5 hours of 5:45 to play. And we were just chatting, you know. Jason's a super chill guy. Our caddies got along. It was just the two of us sort of playing in a super slow tournament. So we were aware he plays really fast. He plays faster than I do. I'm kind of middle of the pack in terms of pace, but we were just talking about anything. You know, we both realized that it's going to be a super long day and we need to sort of keep ourselves distracted and try and play good golf. And all of a sudden, you know, both of us are making birdies and then coming out the stretch conversations, you know, it was still friendly, but, you know, we definitely weren't talking as much because it was sort of, we're both trying to win this tournament and we're both right in there in the hunt. So definitely happy for him. After the round, they interviewed me saying, is Jason Kokrak's first win? And I was like, you know, BS. Like I, I just never realized that he didn't win before because he was so calm and cool under the gun there with the last few holes.
It's classy of you, Xander Schauffele joining us. You know, earlier in the year, also, you told Golf.com about being in the U.S. Open sectional qualifying back in 2017, and you saw Steve Stricker out there just grinding it out, and then afterwards, the two of you had a chat. What do you remember about that conversation, and what did you take away from that? Why was that significant?
It was significant because, one, Strick is one of our all-time greats in our game, and it was a tournament where it was a qualifying tournament that he had to get through to play in his hometown. And so it was cool to see me, or it was cool for me to see one of the greats of our game try his absolute best like a kid, you know what I mean, at a Muni course again, just trying to get through this qualifier so he can play at home in front of his fans, in front of his family. So I just remember feeding off of his energy. He kept his head down. We chatted a little bit during the 36 holes. It was just a long, you know, U.S. Open qualifiers, they're not really fun. They're just 36 holes, and you're just kind of drained, actually, I think it was 36 holes. Yeah, you're just drained at the end of the day. And after the round, you know, I squeezed through, and he had a lot of nice words to say to me, just, you know, kind of saying, hey, your game's good enough. Like, I was a rookie on tour. It didn't really amount to anything at that point. And he kind of told me, you know, you're good enough. And you got enough game, just keep your head down. And so it was reassuring for me to hear that from, you know, one of our greats in our game, especially Steve Stricker. And so I went to the U.S. Open sort of with that momentum of, you know, playing with Strick and playing good golf and him sort of giving me a pat on the back saying, just keep your head down and push through. And the U.S. Open sort of changed my life.
It's a good story. Xander Schauffele joining us. He's working with Highland today, which we will talk about momentarily. I do have to ask you, though, you were on the President's Cup team last year. You played all five matches. You went 3-2. You beat Adam Scott in singles. As you look back, what was that entire experience like?
It was tiring. You know, it was awesome, though. Like, when I look back, I just remember how tired I was. You know, we're all trying to celebrate at the end, but we were so far back. We were getting our you know, butts kicked for quite some time, and just the swing of emotions from us keep, you know, us trying to push and push and push and trying to, you know, get the cup. And it was a cool feeling, you know, nothing I really experienced before, just being, you know, golf being an individual sport and it turning into a team sport, all of us sort of not wanting to beat each other, but come together for the same cause. So it was a very unique experience, and I can totally see why guys really are bummed out when they miss on any, you know, opportunity to play on a team.
All right, so you mentioned the Masters. We're about 2 weeks out. What kind of thoughts do you have when it comes to the Masters? How do you think it's going to be or feel to be playing that in November?
Different. I'm going to, you know, go out there Sunday, get tested. Right now, the biggest thing, you know, besides practicing is making sure I don't get COVID. You know, that's the only thing holding me back from, you know, playing in the Masters. So, It'll be an interesting, I think no fans will really sink in once we're on property. It's just from the par three contest to skipping your golf ball in 16 with fans to just practice rounds. It'll feel very strange, I think. I do feel bad, you know, for people going to Augusta for the first time, it being completely empty. But, you know, at the same time, it is still the Masters. It is still a major championship, and there's still a lot at stake. So I think, you know, once we get over the fact that it's, you know, completely quiet out there and it'll feel like a museum, we'll be, you know, good to go game day.
I'm kind of curious, Xander. You just said that one of the big things, of course, is in getting ready for the tournament, you don't want to get COVID. Like, you and your girlfriend, do you get the occasional meal out if you can eat outdoors? Do you keep a tight circle of friends? Like, exactly how are you approaching it socially?
Yeah, it's bad. You know, as soon as I, you know, you'll hear of some cases where people will get it and they have no symptoms, but then, you know, Tony Finau last week got it, or Shriner's got it. And he was out, you know, Tony's in great shape, works out all the time, and he still can't taste anything. And then Adam Scott, I just saw him and Adam Scott got it in LA. He was super careful. He just had a baby. So he was super careful about not getting it. And he got it over in Switzerland, I think. So he was quarantining in the hotel that I was at. And he was out. He had a fever and, you know, chills and everything else. So I feel that, you know, my girlfriend and I take pretty good, you know, measures to make sure that, you know, there's no, you know, sort of random people coming in and out of our place. Not that anyone random ever comes in and out of our place, but we don't really eat out. I mean, I've eaten out outdoors in San Diego, you know, a handful of times now, you know, just Maya and I, or maybe a couple friends, but those friends will they're kind enough to go get tested. So I am kind of, you know, weird about it in all honesty, but to me, it's like, you know, the goal is to get to the Masters and win the Masters. So if I get COVID, then that's totally out the window. So I will be sort of kind of weird about it from, you know, until then.
Yeah, I don't think that's weird at all, personally. I know exactly what you're talking about. All right, so you're working with Highland today. Take your time with this. What are you doing? And for those who do not know, what is Highland all about?
Highland is, so Highland and I, we both got started basically on having a lot of similarities. You know, I think Highland is a content service provider for a multitude of things. And actually with COVID happening, it has been, you know, a struggle for a lot of people, but Highland has actually been a company that's been able to help sort of businesses and their clients sort of their approach is to sort of digitally transform and automate processes for businesses right now. So that's sort of been their biggest push as of late, which is understandable with everything. I mean, look at us right now. We're doing a Zoom call. I've done other Zoom calls with other sponsors. So they've been a big push in that environment to make sure that they're making sure their businesses and clients are happy when it comes to sort of the technological side of things. But they cover a wide array of things and, from anything, you know, from healthcare to financial services. And the way we sort of linked up was sort of, they had a big pitch on X Factors. And, you know, initially when my agent brought it to me, I was sort of like, okay, this is, you know, this is kind of a cliche almost with the whole X Factor. Like my dad's buddies will call me X Factor just because my name starts with an X. And it ended up turning out that, you know, there's sort of pillars and values of their company and as well as the values of my sort of team sort of aligned. And it's been sort of a relationship ever since then.
You know, I like the X Factor angle. I would say this. I may be mistaken, Xander, but I think this Zoom call that you and I are doing right now, I think this is the first Zoom interview we've done on the show. It does sound great. If people want more information, where would they go to find out about Highland?
Just online. Highland.com would be the easiest place for them to look up sort of Highland's X Factors and what they offer for businesses.
Excellent. I'm glad.
Visit Highland.com.
Highland.com. I'm glad they put you and I back together today. He is a PGA Tour pro. He is a four-time winner, number 7 in the world golf rankings, number 9 in the FedEx Cup standings, and appearing today on behalf of Highland, Xander Schauffele, my guest. Xander, great to have you back. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Thanks for having me, man.
Always good to talk to you, Xander. Nice job. Good dude. Good player. All the right stuff. And he is an X Factor. Xander Schauffele repping San Diego, too.